This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado's $46.8 billion budget and the November ballot fight over Tabor. As the Colorado Union of Taxpayers sends its ratings on 178 bills to the printer, Kim Monson points to a $46.8 billion state budget and the November ballot measure that would let lawmakers keep Tabor refunds. Denver, Kim Monson, president of the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, said on The Kim Monson Show that the group has finished rating all 178 bills it tracked during the 2026 legislative session and is sending the report to the printer. The ratings score every legislator on a four-part test: how a bill affects the taxpayer, how it affects the taxpayer's Bill of Rights, how it affects property rights, and how it affects parental rights. Against that backdrop, Monson pressed a single question about Colorado government: where is all the money going? The state runs a budget of roughly $46.8 billion for about 6 million residents, and the legislature is asking voters in November to let it keep even more by raising the Tabor cap. Senate Bill 26-135, referred to the November 3 ballot, is the measure she pointed to as the clearest example. Colorado's operating budget for the 2026-27 fiscal year totals $49.5 billion across all funds, according to the legislature's Joint Budget Committee staff. Stripping out $2.9 billion in duplicated transfers leaves an all-funds operating total of about $46.6 billion, $17.3 billion in general tax revenue, $13.9 billion in dedicated cash funds, and $15.3 billion in federal money. The state reached 6,012,561 residents by July 1, 2025, the first time it has exceeded 6 million, according to the governor's office citing U.S. Census Bureau estimates. Monson contrasted Colorado's number with neighboring Arizona, where Governor Katie Hobbs signed an $18.3 billion budget on June 13, as reported by the Arizona Capital Times. Arizona's $18.3 billion figure is its general fund budget, a narrower measure than Colorado's all-funds total, and Arizona is the larger state, with about 1.6 million more residents. Monson's point was about scale and accountability. Colorado collects and spends a great deal for roughly 6 million people, and the legislature says it still needs more. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers, which Monson leads as president, takes formal positions on bills throughout each session and grades lawmakers on how they vote. "We took positions on 178 bills this year," Monson said, crediting the volunteers who gave up weekends throughout the session to weigh each measure. "The group applies the same four questions to every bill. We look at these bills through the litmus test of how does it affect the taxpayer," Monson said. "How does it affect Tabor, Colorado's taxpayers' Bill of Rights? How does it affect property rights? And how does it affect parental rights?" Bills that reach a recorded third reading vote produce a score for each legislator, and the combined scores form the ratings report now headed to print. Senate Bill 26-135 is a referred ballot measure, which means it bypasses the governor's desk. Its passage by the General Assembly alone places it before voters, as the Colorado Sun reported. The House passed it 42-21, and the Senate 22-12, with no Republican voting yes. Senate President James Coleman and House Speaker Julie McCluskey signed it to send it to the ballot. The prime sponsors are all Democrats: Senator Bridges, Senator Kipp, Representative Bacon, and Representative Luckens. The measure asks voters whether to raise the annual limit on state fiscal year spending by the amount the state spends on K-12 public education, letting the state retain and spend revenue it would otherwise refund under Tabor. The ballot title leads with a 2% annual increase in K-12 investment over 10 years, directed toward teacher pay, teacher retention, smaller class sizes, and career and technical courses. This report focuses on the budget scale and accountability context Monson raised on June 16. For the full breakdown of how the referral works, see the earlier coverage at how Senate Bill 26-135 reaches the 2026 ballot and tests the Tabor revenue cap and the ongoing Tabor story thread. Senate Bill 26-135 permanently raises the Tabor cap by an amount equal to annual K-12 funding and routes the retained revenue into a children's account. The act creates in the general fund. The Colorado Sun pegs the eventual annual cap increase at about $4.6 billion, rising in future years. A nonpartisan analysis cited by the Colorado Springs Gazette editorial board found that roughly three-quarters of the retained money would flow to the general fund rather than directly to schools, with lawmakers free to spend it as they choose. The same analysis estimated that taxpayers would forgo $7,081 in refunds per taxpayer between the 2026-27 and 2036-27 fiscal years. The Gazette Board, like Monson and the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, characterizes the measure as an attempt to gut Tabor. Supporters frame it as a way to fund education without raising tax rates. Mechanically, the measure leaves Tabor in place while permanently raising the cap and ending the corresponding refunds for the foreseeable future. That is the core of Monson's on-air argument. They couch it under, "It's for the children," she said of the measure's K-12 framing. However, ultimately, that money can go to the general fund over the years. Because Senate Bill 26-135 is a referendum, its provisions take effect only if a majority of voters approve it on November 3. Colorado voters have a long record of rejecting efforts to keep Tabor surplus, turning down Proposition CC in 2019 and Proposition HH in 2023. This time, the question reaches the ballot from a legislature that, as Monson put it, say they don't have enough, while overseeing a budget approaching $47 billion. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers ratings report, sent to the printer this week, is designed to give voters a record of how their representatives voted on that and the rest of the session's 178 bills. And now, Kim's perspective. Colorado spends roughly $46.8 billion a year for a little over 6 million people, and the legislature still says it needs more. That is the question every voter should sit with before November. Senate Bill 26-135 is dressed up as funding for the children, yet the bill creates a children's account inside the general fund, and an independent analysis found that most of the retained money would land there for lawmakers to spend as they please. Tabor refunds are your money, returned to you, because the state collected more than it was allowed to keep. At the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, we rated all 178 bills this session by four questions: how each affects the taxpayer, Tabor, property rights, and parental rights. Read the ratings report, read the bill, and decide for yourself where all that money is going. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.